Hello there, everyone. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And welcome to the show. Today it's summertime. Well, it's summertime tomorrow, and It was summertime yesterday, too. But since it's the summertime, we're talking to Brendan and Patricia, who are going to be going on a picnic today. That's a wonderful thing to do during the summertime, isn't it, Tiffany?
It is. As long as it's not too hot, then I think it's a great place to spend your summer.
Absolutely. If you can find a nice big tree to sit under, that can really help you, too.
Right.
And, of course, a picnic at the beach is a little more complicated because you don't want to get sand in your sandwich.
Right, and there's, like, a lot of big wind and then all the sand, and then maybe there's seagulls. You don't know.
Exactly. It's not called a sandwich because it tastes good with sand from the beach. That's not why we have that name. But picnics are great fun, a great summertime activity. So let's check out Brendan and Patricia as they prepare to go out for a picnic. Under the sun.
It's really sunny today.
It sure is.
Let's go out for a picnic.
But it's 2 p.m. We should stay inside for a little while.
What do you mean?
The sun's rays are very strong in the middle of the day.
I see. You want to protect your skin.
That's right. We can start preparing now. Do you have any sunscreen?
I'll go try to find some in the closet.
Okay. While you look for the sunscreen, I'll prepare our picnic basket.
Word power!
Sunny. Sunny. Mom made me put on a hat since it's sunny outside. Mom made me put on a hat since it's sunny outside. Protect. Protect. Seat belts protect you from getting hurt in a car. Seat belts protect you from getting hurt in a car. Closet. Closet. I keep things in the closet. So the house looks tidy. I keep things in the closet, so the house looks tidy. Basket. Basket. The little girl picked strawberries and put them in her basket. The little girl picked strawberries and put them in her basket.
All right, so Brendan begins by saying it's really sunny today. Well, yes, if it's a typical summer day, well, almost anywhere, especially in Taiwan, it is going to be sunny in the summertime. Of course, sunny is the adjective we use to talk about the weather. And when there's a lot of sun in the sky and not very many clouds, we could call that day a sunny day. It's probably a warm day, but actually, well, we can have a sunny day in the winter, too, when it's cold, can't we? It just really means there's lots of sun and not very many clouds on a beautiful sunny day. For example, we could say, Mom made me put on a hat since it's sunny outside. Mom made me put on a hat since it's sunny outside.
Right. So next, Patricia then says, it sure is. And then Brendan continues and he says, let's go out for a picnic.
Ooh, fantastic idea.
So like we said, it sounds like a great way to spend your day, especially when the weather is nice and you're outside sitting on the grass having lunch. It's perfect. However, it's always hard for me to do that in Taiwan because I feel like it's way too hot.
That's true. It's kind of normal to have a picnic for lunch, isn't it? Maybe in Taiwan we should have picnic breakfasts because the weather's not so hot in the morning. But you're right, if it's lunchtime, you often want to be inside sitting next to the AC, the air conditioner. But Maybe it's one of those really perfect days when it's sunny, but still it's not too hot. Let's hope so. Patricia says, but it's 2 p.m. We should stay inside for a while. Oh, so Patricia's thinking the way I am. It's 2 p.m., so it's 2 hours after noon, just the early afternoon. And she says we should stay inside for a little while. That's exactly what we were thinking. It might be a little bit too hot to have a picnic in the afternoon at 2 p.m. The sun is very high in the sky. It's very bright. It's probably very hot. So maybe a picnic dinner would be good. You know, go out like 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. That might be good because she thinks it's too hot at 2 p.m. So that's why she says we should stay inside for a little while, a short time.
Right. And then Brennan says, what do you mean? So I guess he really wants to have this picnic and he's really unaware of maybe how hot it is outside or the time of day it is. So he's really confused and he's asking Patricia, what do you mean?
It's true. Sometimes when you stay inside all day with the AC on, when you do go outside, you realize, wow, it's really hot outside.
It is.
I was looking outside and it didn't look this hot, but it feels very hot. Well, yeah, Patricia tells him, the sun's rays are very strong in the middle of the day. Okay, rays. Well, we use rays to talk about, well, light or sound. Of course, when light travels through the sky or through the air from the sun to our eyes, we can't really see it. Just in the same way, we can't really see sound. You know, if you're listening to music, you can't really see the sound waves. But we call those rays, okay? So they basically travel through the air very quickly. You can't see them normally with your eyes, but they're still there. That's the feeling of heat that you get from the sun comes from the rays of the sun. That's what carries the heat to your skin or the light to your eyes. And so basically she's just saying the sun is very strong. The sun is very hot in the middle of the day. Yeah, around 2 p.m., 12 p.m., maybe 11 a.m., that kind of time, right around lunchtime. We could call that the middle of the day.
And I think you can also look at the position of the sun. You can kind of guess when the sun's rays are strong.
That's right.
And also the sun has something we call UV rays that are actually quite dangerous to humans and our skin. So that's why some people say you should try to avoid going out in the middle of the day when the sun's rays are really strong.
Absolutely. We're going to get into sunscreen and how to protect yourself from that stuff in a moment.
Right, because Brendan then says, I see. You want to protect your skin. Okay, so that's why Patricia decided to stay inside, or she wants to stay inside, because she's very worried about her skin. And here we see our word power word, protect. Protect is a verb, and it means to keep something safe from injury or harm. Okay, so she wants to keep her skin safe from the sun's rays. So we can take a look at our word power sentence. Our sentence is, seat belts protect you from getting hurt in a car. Seat belts protect you from getting hurt in a car. And we can also say some people might wear a helmet while riding a bike or motorcycle to protect themselves from getting hurt. Or sometimes parents might protect their children by not allowing them to watch or do certain things, like maybe watch a scary movie about ghosts or zombies.
Yes, you want to protect yourself from having bad dreams after watching a scary movie. Well, that's exactly why Patricia wants to wait. She says, that's right. It's right. She does want to protect her skin. But she says, we can start preparing now. Okay, to prepare for something, of course, is like to get ready for something. So they can start, you know, organizing the picnic and finding all the things they want to take. For example, she says, do you have any sunscreen? Ah, those UV rays that Tiffany was telling us about that come from the sun. The same thing that makes your skin brown or maybe even red if you get too much. If you're out in the sun for too long and get too many UV rays, you can get a suntan when your skin's brown, or a sunburn, which hurts a lot when your skin is red. But to protect yourself, sunscreen is the stuff that you can buy in the store. It's kind of a white cream, and you can put it on all of your skin from your nose right down to your legs and feet. and it will protect your skin from getting burned by the sun. And of course, a burn from the sun is painful, right? It hurts.
It hurts
but
a
just
lot.
For a few days. But of course, we can also get cancer if we get too much sun. If you suntan too much over many years, it can actually make you even very sick or even can kill you if you're not careful. So sunscreen is an important thing to take if you're spending some time in the hot sun.
And I've heard that a lot of people die because of skin cancer. So not many people are aware of the dangers of the sun and what we should do to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. So shirts and hats and sunscreen are important to protect yourself on a hot, sunny day.
Definitely. All right. So let's continue reading. Next in the conversation, Brendan says, I'll go try to find some in the closet. Okay, so he's going to try to look for some sunscreen before they go out so they can protect themselves. He's going to the closet. And a closet is a noun and it means it's a small enclosed space used for storage. So it's usually like a really, really small room where your mom or dad, they might put in a lot of bits and bobs, things that you don't really use, like maybe winter jackets in the summer, maybe your sports equipment, just things you want to store and keep out of the way. So we can take a look at our word power sentence. The sentence says, I keep things in the closet so the house looks tidy. I keep things in the closet so the house looks tidy.
All right. Well, Patricia says, okay, that sounds like a great idea to look for the sunscreen. Hopefully it is in the closet. I'll prepare our picnic basket, she says. Okay. So yeah, if you're going on a picnic, well, you need something to carry all of your food and all of the drinks and everything you're going to enjoy, everything you're going to eat and drink. You need to carry it to the park or to the beach. And a very nice way to do it is a basket. Sure, you can get a box or a plastic bag or something like that, but that's no fun. Why not buy a special picnic basket? A basket is a container like a box or a bag. We use it to carry other things, but it's a little different because it's made with dried grass. They take this sort of wood or dried grass and they weave it, they tie it together so that it makes a basket. Baskets don't have to be made out of dry grass. They can be made out of plastic or metal, too, sometimes. They make baskets out of many things. But a picnic basket usually is kind of brown. It's made of this dried glass. You can buy really fancy ones, can't you? With, like, places to put your knives and forks and, you know, a special container to keep your drinks cold. Doesn't have to be that fancy, but it will contain, you know, all your food. And don't forget to bring the knives and forks and plates and cups. You need to eat your food. On something. Right. So a great way to carry it around is a picnic basket.
Right. Okay. So let's take a look. Have you ever noticed that while can sometimes be a noun and then sometimes a conjunction? So let's take a look at our 英文快译通.
Oh, yeah!
While I go shopping, while I'm not home, stay for a while. 我来把你这个月薪水算一算，你干脆回家去哦。
哈，你这人哪样呢？问你是多位歪理也不讲，都要叫我吃自己哦。我想你。
究竟这位女主人为什么好好的国语不讲，要一直对阿桑唠英文？明天同一时间。请继续收听《玫瑰随便演》。
同学们，那你们知道阿桑说了歪了到底是什么东西歪了吗？有认真听的同学都知道，其实根本就没有东西歪了，是 while 有许多用法哦。今天我们就来认识一下它当作名词还有连接词时有什么不同。 while 作为名词时是来表示一会儿一段时间，很常听到的说法是 stay for a while, wait for a while, 我们可以来造个例句。Our manager is coming soon. Please wait here for a while. Our manager is coming soon. Please wait here for a while. 我们经理马上就要过来啦，请在这里等一下。再来一句。Stanley just stayed for a while and then he left. Stanley just stayed for a while and then he left. Stanley 只待了一会儿就离开了。另外要注意名词的 while, 我们都是以单数的 a while 来使用，并不会说 two whiles, three whiles 哦。A while 作为连接词时则是表示当什么的时候，和 when, W-H-E-N 还蛮像的，只是 while 会比较着重在当时正在进行某个动作的期间。我们来造个例句会比较清楚哦。The phone rang while I was taking a shower. The phone rang while I was taking a shower. 在我洗澡的时候电话响了，所以电话响了这件事是发生在我正在洗澡的这段期间哦。因此这里的 while 子句里的动词时态就是过去进行式 while I was taking a shower。 好，最后再复习一下 while 的用法。 while 当名词时表示一会儿一段时间，要请人家等一下就可以说 please wait for a while。 那 while 当连接词的时候就表示是当什么的时候。 Don't forget to take notes while you're listening to our show。 收听我们的节目不要忘了记笔记哦。好，那时间又到啦，我们下次再见，拜拜。
欢迎收听《玫瑰随便演》。
While 你人身攻击我的时候哦，我已经录音了哦。
吼、哦，你歪歪狗鞋歪啥意思啦？啊，恁周妈妈歪抓啦！
我这个人哦，不会占别人便宜哦，也不喜欢被占便宜哦。你说我歪七次。我也要说你七次哦，歪歪歪歪歪歪歪哦。
All right, so Patricia is going to prepare the basket. Oh yes, we should also mention the word power sentence for basket. The little girl picked strawberries and put them in her basket. The little girl picked strawberries and put them in her basket. I wonder if Patricia and Brendan will put strawberries in their picnic basket. Well, I think we're done for today, so we're going to have to find out more about that tomorrow, but we'll see you back here in just a second.All right, well, the picnic plan is well underway. They're getting everything ready. Now, of course, they're going to have to hope the weather stays nice. And you also need to find a good spot for your picnic, right? Mm-hmm.
A nice spot, like under the shade, I think would be best during this
nice
kind of
tree.
Weather.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting in the middle of a field with the bright sun. So we'll be rejoining Brendan and Patricia at their picnic tomorrow. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Evita. 同学们，你们有东西被爬走或偷走的经验吗？尤其出国的时候，如果钱包被偷走，光用想的都觉得害怕。所以今天的句子，把它记下来，以备不时之需。My wallet was stolen. I want to file a case. My wallet was stolen.I want to file a case. 意思就是我的钱包被偷了，我要报案。先看到第一句 My wallet was stolen. 这是一个被动语句哦，它的公式是主词加上 be 动词再加上 PP。 尤其我们的句子主词是钱包，它当然是被人家偷走的，所以必须要用被动句型呈现。而钱包的讲法有很多种，像刚刚 wallet W-A-L-L-E-T 是皮夹钱包的意思，还有一种是 purse P-U-R-S-E， 但是主要指的是女用的皮包或手提包。同学们，这些场景都很常出现在电影里面，尤其啊，那些扒手不是长得很帅就是很漂亮，难怪东西就这样被偷走了。回到正题，东西被偷了，先不要慌，去警局备案。那英文的说法就是 I want to file a case. I want to file a case. File, F-I-L-E, 在这边当动词使用，表示提出申请或诉讼。 而 case, C-A-S-E, 是名词，表示案件、诉讼。虽然东西被偷走，事情果然很大条，但是冷静的处理才是最重要的。最后再复习一次 My wallet was stolen. I want to file a case. 同学们要记起来哦。A plus 小聚会，下次见啦，拜拜。
Under the sun.
It's really sunny today.
It sure is.
Let's go out for a picnic.
But it's 2 p.m. We should stay inside for a little while.
What do you mean?
The sun's rays are very strong in the middle of the day.
I see. You want to protect your skin.
That's right. We can start preparing now. Do you have any sunscreen?
I'll go try to find some in the closet.
Okay. While you look for the sunscreen, I'll prepare our picnic basket.
Sunny, sunny. Mom made me put on a hat since it's sunny outside. Mom made me put on a hat since it's sunny outside. Protect, protect. Seat belts protect you from getting hurt in a car. Seat belts protect you.From getting hurt in a car. Closet. Closet. I keep things in the closet so the house looks tidy. I keep things in the closet so the house looks tidy. Basket. Basket. The little girl picked strawberriesand put them in her basket. The little girl picked strawberries and put them in her basket.